The world loves chocolate. Each year, more than $83 billion are spent on it. And the average European eats up to a kilogram of it every month. But did you ever think that your choice of chocolate could help save one of the world's most threatened environments? Like here on the remote island of São Tomé, more than 230 kilometers off the West African coast. It's one of the world's biodiversity hotspots, with hundreds of plant and bird species found nowhere else. It's also one of the world's poorest countries, and desperate farmers are clearing this unique forest for farmland. Andrea Sopalli is with the International Fund for Agricultural Development.
Farmers, to make a living, are more and more exploiting available resources. Their approach at the moment is very invasive and not sustainable.
But there's a type of farming that is sustainable, both for farmers' incomes and for the environment. Organic cocoa. São Tomé was once the world's largest exporter of cocoa. But in the 1990s, the global cocoa price crash destroyed a declining industry here. And farmers like João José almost abandoned the crop.
We didn't have anyone to buy our cocoa. We'd go break the cocoa in the field and bring it back to the village, and it would just rot there, and then we had to throw it away.
But then between 2002 and 2005, organic chocolate became a phenomenon, and global sales doubled. The International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD, was working in São Tomé at the time to revive the island's economy. And this growing demand for organic cocoa presented a whole new opportunity. So IFAD looked for a buyer who could partner with them to develop the industry. A French company called Calca, which specializes in fair trade organic chocolate, visited São Tomé and immediately saw its potential. Sebastian Belmise is Calca's cocoa programs manager.
First of all, the quality of its cocoa is quite exceptional. I think also São Tomé is, by his history, quite an interesting country to work in and to try to give confidence and dignity to the farmers again.
So Calca and IFAD worked together to set up the first farming cooperative on the island, known as CCAB, providing the members with the funds and training to produce high-quality cocoa that is organically certified. And Calca committed to buying all its produce. CCAB is now made up of more than 2,000 farming families, almost a fifth of São Tomé's rural population. Together, they have revived the cocoa industry here. Higino do Sacramento Catarina is the former president of CCAB.
In 2005, it was the first productive year. We produced 67 tons of cocoa. Today, in 2014, we will produce 1,200 tons.
Cooperative members like João now have a guaranteed buyer who's prepared to pay 40% more than the conventional market for this high-quality organic product. João's income has gone up by more than 20 times, and he can now provide a comfortable life for his family. Fatima Horta, who manages this group of farmers, is proud of her work.
People talk about small farmers, but I consider myself a big farmer, a great farmer. I'm getting better and better, and I like what I do.
For Fatima, part of feeling like a great farmer is playing a role in preserving the environment. Organic cocoa is grown under the shade of existing trees, so these farmers do not have to clear the forest, and the soil is kept free of chemicals. IFAD's André Sopalli believes these types of public-private partnerships are key to the island's survival.
They allow a sustainable development to take place, sustainable in terms of protecting the environment, sustainable in terms of development of community, sustainable in terms of people earning more incomes.
So IFAD is brokering more of these partnerships in organic pepper and coffee, and it now has new trade agreements with 5 European food companies, which means that the farmers here no longer need to cut down the forests to make a good living. So the global demand for organic food might just save this island. Joanne Leviton, United Nations.